Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a beautiful day in Rochester yesterday.
Oh, gorgeous.
Sun was out. Snow was melting. We hit 50 degrees.
Yeah, come on. Right?
And we saw an annual Rochester tradition.
What's that?
Well, at times, Rochester can feel like its own little universe with its own rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time we figure out, for the greater Rochester area, what is the agreed-upon temperature for the wearing of shorts?
Breaking out the knees?
You got it.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So a bunch of folks in shorts yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Saw them everywhere. And you know it was warm because it wasn't just fat guys in shorts. You also had skinny guys in shorts as well, right? So we are a different breed, greater Rochesterians, when it comes to warmth. Like, you know, Florida hits 50, and those pusses are in parkas and winter hats.
Mm-hmm.
But here, we are in tank tops, and we are grilling. It's not exaggeration, by the way. Two of my neighbors were grilling dinner last night.
I did smell some nice steaks growing.
Okay. So for the two of you, I'll start with Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I will put shorts on in Rochester when it is blank degrees.
It's got to be like 65 at least.
Okay. 65.
Possibly 70.
Tommy?
So, like, what do you mean? Like to go out, like, to shop or do it?
Yeah, I'm going to throw shorts on to leave the house.
Yeah, it would have to be 65.
65?
Yeah. And it had to be, like, going into good weather. Because I don't feel like breaking out the shorts knowing, like, tomorrow. Like, yesterday was nice.
Yeah.
Today it's 32. You're not wearing shorts, so I'm not even bothering.
Yeah, I'm kind of with him there. Like, once I make the commitment to shorts,
are we going into short season?
It has to be shorts weather season.
Am I seeing knee? I mean, it has to be knee season coming up.
Okay.
And we're still a month away from knee season.
I always assume that everyone in the greater Rochester area had a pair of shorts out. Yeah, I know you put away your summer stuff, but I thought everyone just saved a pair of shorts for nice days.
No, I wear shorts around the house in the wintertime, inside. But if I was going out somewhere, no.
You're not putting the shorts on. Okay.
But you look weird.
The correct answer for temperature is 60 degrees. That is the international Rochester temperature.
Oh, we were
for
close at 65.
Well, no, I mean, it's 5 degrees, you bitch.
And by the way, do you want to see my old, nasty, varicose vein, bony-ass knees?
No, I don't.
Of course not.
I don't want to see...
I'm doing everybody a favor.
No, you know, we appreciate
that. I hide them in the house.
I appreciate that. We do. But it's 60 degrees. Like, once it hits 60, everybody in Rochester should be in shorts. Because there's nothing better than shorts after a long winter, man.
I understand, but we still got winter. It's still coming around. Like, we could still get 2 feet of snow next month.
Sure.
Easily. Hell, it snowed last year in May. We had snow coming down.
I know, and that happens every
year. I've been to the Lilac Festival where it sucked.
I know. And that, by the way.
And the weather was nice.
Lilac Festival, you could have days that are 60.
You could have sleet.
2 days later, it's sleeting. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But I kind of assume we all just took it day by day, which is why you keep that pair of shorts out.
Well, maybe younger guys do, man. But I'm too old, man. My body can't take the cold. It can't. I'm shot. I got no insulation, man.
You're making me
I got
sad.
No tolerance.
I know.
It's gonna happen to you too. There's a reason why old people want to go sit in the sun. I get it, man. It's not fun. It stings.
Kimmy, what's your husband's temperature for shorts outside?
Okay, so he does wear shorts pretty early, but usually the shorts come out when he's going to and from the gym. Like, he won't bother with the pants.
Well, let's say you're going to Wegmans, you're going to go shopping.
Just to go shopping, I would say you might put on the shorts at like 55, 60.
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday might have been a shorts day for your husband.
Yeah, I could see him putting on the shorts.
The only thing that sucks when you wear shorts on a day like yesterday is, you know, you can't wear boots with shorts. You look like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you have to wear sneakers, and then you run the risk of putting your foot and bare leg in a snowbank.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Or busting your ass because you hit a piece of ice.
Well, it was all melting yesterday.
It ain't all weather sneakers.
Yeah, well, yesterday, it was all the
now,
ice
you can wear
melted.
Work. I've seen a lot of guys, because, like, landscaper guys, sometimes you'll see them, they have on, like, the shorts and then the high-top work boots.
Okay, that's different. That's a work thing. It's a work thing.
But you could probably get away with that.
No, don't be.
Nobody knows you're working or not.
Bro, yeah, I guess.
I can tell if you work landscaping or not. Like, if you're just.
What do you go up and sniff a guy?
But you can tell a guy
that. Yeah, that's good mulch right there,
bro. Can tell the guy that wears it for work purposes and the guy that wears it because he thinks it looks good together.
But I see a lot of those guys out. Like, yes, the work shoe looks brand ass new.
No, it's not even work shoe brand ass new. Like, if you were to put on a pair of shorts and work boots, I know that you don't work physical labor. Look at your ass.
Well, obviously,
so
man,
there
I'm
you
old.
Go. No, it's not,
no,
it's not old.
Old as landscaper.
It ain't old. It's your body type, man. You skinny ass, decrepit, bitch ass, short ass body. You don't know I'm hauling manure all over the place.
No, I only haul manure around this joint.
Got that?
Yeah, I got it.
226,000. The Rochester shorts temperature. They showed up yesterday, 50 degrees all over the place, not just on fat guys, skinny guys too. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, can I ask a female question?
Yeah.
Okay. Are skirts like shorts, or is it okay to wear skirts in the wintertime?
See, I know women that wear skirts in the wintertime because you can pair it with boots. Like, you can pair it with, like, the tall boots.
But you're not walking around bare-legged. Like, you probably have on, like, pantyhose or tights or something to keep your legs warm.
Do they keep you
sometimes,
warm?
Sometimes. I mean, it doesn't really keep you warm. It's just more so you feel like, I don't know. I don't know a lot of women that really wear pantyhose, like, out. Like, maybe they wear it to work, but...
Doesn't your ass kinda, freeze?
Again,
if
like...
If you had a skirt on, your ass
ever,
is exposed.
Have you ever touched pantyhose? They're not, like, warm weather gear. Or
only
cold weather
robbing
gear.
A bank and I was very comfortable.
No, because, like, I have my kilt, but that thing's made out of, like, thick wool, and it's super warm in the wintertime, but if a cold gets up under there...
Yeah, you're done.
If I catch a breeze, my balls are freezing.
You're freezing your damn coochie off.
But I do see women wearing skirts in the wintertime all the time, and it
you
always...
You can wear the Spanx underneath the skirt. That's kind of, like, the alternative.
It's like a girdle, right?
Well, it could be, like, shorts.
Well,
it's like, really tight.
In.
It could be really tight shorts, almost like you're wearing spandex.
That keeps you warm?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it holds all the heat,
like,
in.
Well, yeah.
Do you know how hot that thing gets down there, bro?
No, I don't. Because I don't have
it keeps you overheated. It keeps you warmer than anything else.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just asking a question.
You know, you want a nice, warm, musky bush when you head out to Wegmans. By the way, my favorite comic of the 1970s, Musky Bush. That guy was hysterical. Look him up on Ed Sullivan.
I think every woman has a different preference. So there's a bunch of different ways you can do it.
Okay. So what's the temperature the coat goes away? Did you wear a coat outside yesterday?
No, I even went outside and chipped up the ice.
Wow, with no coat on.
No coat.
Look at
and
you.
Shorts.
Wow, Sir Edmund Hillary. Look
and
at
a
you
manic
go.
Dog at my feet. So I ditched the winter coat. I would guess like 45, 50, like you could probably get away with it. Because then you could put on like a hoodie or a sweater and you're fine.
Okay, but you don't wear a hoodie or a sweater. You have like one of your eight other coats that you
put on. I just ordered a hoodie online yesterday.
Can I guess who made the hoodie?
No, you can't.
Untuck it?
Yes.
You don't tuck in hoodies.
I know. How about it? It's shut awesome. Up. You're buying a lifestyle, not a hoodie.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Well, that's what the ad says.
Yeah. Just...
The guy wearing it looked warm.
You should be an untuck it salesman. What are you doing here? I think we found what
I
your true
no
passion
idea what
is.
I'm doing here.
Facebook messages.
It's like an untuck it show.
Facebook messages. You can always get us at WCMF for the break room Facebook page. We were asking the Rochester temperature for shorts because we saw them yesterday. Jake writes us, it's 55 degrees. When it's 55 degrees, I expect to see... a lot of guys out in shorts. I have my shorts on at 45, but I'm fat, so that's how that works.
Yeah, but it can be 55. If it's windy, it's more like in the 30s.
Okay, again.
And it gets windy around here. That's the other thing you got to factor in.
But no, but you're not the best judge of what's
wind
warm.
Wind chill
what's
on
not.
Your knees.
You're not the best judge of what's warm. You're not.
I don't like cold. You're
no,
right. I don't.
That's what I'm saying. No, look, I'm not
most sure. People don't like the cold weather.
But in Rochester,
there's a reason why everybody comes out of their house in the summertime.
No, but in Rochester, 45, 50 is not cold weather. Hell, in Rochester, over 32 is not cold
okay,
weather.
Okay, but it is.
No, but it's not.
It's cold freezing.
Okay, like
your
it was.
Ass off.
3 weeks ago, it was 4 degrees.
Yes.
With a wind chill of like -5.
Yeah.
Today, it feels like a tropical day.
But it's weird how my body works. Ask your mother. It's sometimes like.
You can't do a joke and they keep going.
But you know how sometimes it can be so cold. You don't even feel it because you're numb. And then it could be 32, and that seems colder than when it was like 4 for some reason.
No, I don't get that.
I do.
That's weird.
Because it's so cold, like I can't even believe I'm standing here.
No, I think you're having a stroke. That's the weirdest
could
thing
be.
I've ever heard.
It could be.
No, I mean, I get like...
I mean, I'm cold, but it seems like the other one, when it's like raw and damp, it's worse for me.
No, okay. I get like going through the summer and then it's 16, you get cold. Like that I understand because your body gets used to the heat. But in the wintertime, no, man. Like I feel 4, I feel 32, I feel 45. I can tell a distinct difference. In fact, I think that most Rochesterians are so good at cold now that if you were to put them outside and say, tell me how cold it is, they could get within 3 degrees.
Oh, look at that.
Am I wrong? I mean, Kimmy, you could probably, you think you could do that?
Yeah. I mean, especially because just like walking the dog every day, I can get a pretty good feel for what temperature it is outside.
But see, I can't do that with heat. Like, everything feels like 90 to me in the summertime. Like, it'd be 75 with the sun out, and it feels like 90. I can't tell you.
Well, the humidity throws it off, too. Yeah.
Like her husband, he hates the heat.
Yeah.
Which that I don't understand.
Because we're normal-ass human beings.
No, you're not.
No, like, I am somebody, well, we've talked about this before, I'm somebody who loves to eat outside when the weather's nice, and my husband refuses. He just will not eat any sort of meal if it's, I would say, above 60 degrees outside.
It's miserable, Kimmy. And my wife does the same thing. Like, why can't...
But it's nice. You get to enjoy the outdoors.
You feel like you're in Europe or something. Like some foreign country.
You know what I do?
What?
I will put on a black T-shirt on purpose. If my wife...
So you tell her I'm going to sweat through this?
Yeah, I go, honey, I'm wearing black. It's going to soak up all the heat. I can't sit outside.
What are you, Johnny Cash?
What?
I hear the heat a-coming.
I don't want to sit out. Have you noticed that all of my summer outfits are black? My T-shirts, so my wife doesn't make me sit outside and have dinner?
Nicest thing is sitting outside in the backyard having lunch, having dinner.
Nah.
So what, do you grill and run inside?
Yeah.
Why would you eat? Why would you fire up a grill not to eat outside? What, 4th of July? Hey, let's go inside.
Because the sun, you know where I live. Like, the sun in Henrietta is literally like 4 feet away.
Yeah, I hear it's a lot like Brazil.
Bro, you came over.
You're not that close to the equator, you dumbass.
You came over in the summertime, and you were hanging out on my deck with your wife.
It was a little hot. I wore a jacket because you told me it was supposed to be some gala. Yeah. I was the only guy in a sport coat because you said it's a gala.
Bro, everywhere you go, you're the only guy in a sport coat.
That was the only time I've ever seen Tommy uncomfortably warm. The only time.
Yeah, it was pretty hot on that deck.
It's my life, man. Man.
Well, your house also faces the wrong way.
Bro, it's... Shut up.
No, you have a western exposure for the afternoon.
Oh my God, shut up.
You don't want that
on your
deck.
You have a western exposure for the afternoon?
You get all that afternoon heat on your deck.